Now, last July, we were all captivated by the successful rescue of those young Thai soccer players trapped in a flooded cave. Since then, the boys and their families have been adjusting to fame, movie offers, interviews, international appearances. There have been some amazing opportunities, but also, as you might expect, some unforeseen stresses. The cave system itself was also shaken up by the frantic use of bulldozers and industrial water pumps. The effort is now on to restore it to its former state. ABC Southeast Asia correspondent Liam Cochran wrote a book about the cave rescue, and he's still following the story from Bangkok.
When the 12 members of the Wild Boars football team and their coach entered Tham Luang Cave on the 23rd of June, they expected to emerge for a birthday party and, for the youngest one, a tutoring session. Just another Saturday in their small town of Maasai. But 18 days later, when the last of them was rescued, they were global celebrities, hounded by the media, fretted over by friends, family and strangers alike. Their lives have been turned upside down by the experience, some of it positive, some of it not so much. The boys are much sought after for appearances around the world. They were flown to Argentina to take part in a friendly football match at the Youth Olympics. They went to the US to appear on the Ellen DeGeneres Show. And they visited soccer's hallowed turf, Old Trafford, to see Manchester United play. They've conducted themselves in a way that's made their nation proud, retelling their story, smiling, and posing for photos again and again and again. They may never have had this international exposure if it hadn't been for their misadventure, and they've lapped up the experiences, making new friends, seeing new places, and gaining huge followings on social media, in particular Instagram. The pact the boys made to support each other inside the cave has carried over to the outside world. But things will be changing soon. Some of them will graduate from junior high school and head off to different campuses in the coming months away from Maasai. Life goes on, friends drift apart, as for any teenagers around the world. For the families, it's been a complicated ride. Being a parent of a wild boar has become pretty much a full-time job for some of them, with travel, meetings, and difficult decisions to consider about movie deals and appearances. The Thai government has offered assistance, but also applied pressure, setting up a committee to handle media requests that is still yet to seal any deals for a major Hollywood movie. All the big studios want to tell the cave rescue story, and it looks like a deal may be getting close, with Universal Studios said to be a frontrunner. A Thai production has already finished shooting and is set to release its movie mid-year, with one of the divers and some of the Thai rescue workers playing themselves, amid huge sets built in swimming pools and scenes shot inside real caves in northern Thailand, including Tham Luang itself. The cave and the environment around it was hit hard by the rescue efforts. Water was pumped out from the adjacent Sai Tong Cave and into quickly built reservoirs. Rice farms were flooded. Creeks on the mountaintops above the cave were dammed and diverted by shovels and backhoes. After the triumphant rescue, the Thai government sealed off the cave and the Sai Tong Park too, getting to work rehabilitating the area. Directly in front of Tham Luang, a statue has been erected of Saman Gutnan, the Thai former Navy SEAL who died while diving in the cave during a resupply mission. The bronze statue is impressive, more than 3 metres tall, with Saman in his diving gear and a superhero six-pack, at his feet a drove of pigs representing the members of the Wild Boars football team. There's a museum in the works too in front of the cave to memorialise the rescue for generations to come. This time last year, Tham Luang was pretty much unknown, except perhaps to dedicated cave explorers, local teenagers or tourists who happened to be in the area. But now it's a magnet for visitors. Over the New Year holiday, Tham Luang was the number one tourist destination in all of Thailand, with tens of thousands of people making the pilgrimage, even though the cave entrance is still off limits, behind high fences and security cameras. One reason for the fences, apart from, of course, wanting to avoid more lost souls in the cave, is that loads of diving equipment was left behind when a water pump burst minutes after the final rescue and Tham Luang flooded fast, with the rescuers just getting out in time. Thai soldiers and expert divers are working to salvage some of the equipment, and it's still not clear when the cave will reopen to the public. When it does, I'll be queuing up to get in for a look. Despite writing 75,000 words about the rescue at Tum Luang, I've never been inside.
Liam Cochrane there in Bangkok.